Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's 29th annual airline quality rating is out today. Done in conjunction with Wichita State University, the study looks at the performance and quality of the United States' largest airlines. Joining me now is Brent Bowen, a professor of aeronautical science at Embry-Riddle and co-author of the study. Brent, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what exactly are you looking at, first off, when you're rating these airlines?
Well, our ranking is a purely quantitative value that doesn't include any, you know, opinion polling or things like that. So we look specifically at on-time performance, baggage handling, denied boardings, and customer complaints.
How reliable are those statistics? I'm thinking specifically of, for example, like baggage, you know, whether or not somebody's bags make it on time, because that seems like something that, you know, folks would really be upset about, and maybe the airline knows about it, maybe they don't.
Yes, it very much is a key item. And the U.S. Department of Transportation makes all airlines report their numbers very specifically. It's a federal regulation, so they have to report it often and they have to report it accurately.
So Delta came in first in your rating. What do they do well?
Well, Delta did several things very well this year. They had a substantial decrease in denied boardings. So more people got on their flight. I think it really helped that they started paying customers more to voluntarily disembark an airplane. They had a decrease in customer complaints, which is key to our rating, and other improvements in their score from last year. And that really solidified Delta in the number one place this year.
Let me ask you about Alaska Airlines, because last year they came in first. This year they slipped down to fourth. Was it something specific that happened with Alaska Airlines, or did the others just do better?
Well, it is very specific with Alaska. They went down in several categories, but it was highly anticipated. We've learned over the last 29 years that when there's a major airline merger, their performance goes down, and it takes years to climb back up. So the Alaska merger with Virgin America really impacted their performance this year.
When you look at customer complaints, what kinds of things do airline travelers complain about?
Oh, they complain about all kinds of categories. And these are official complaints to the Department of Transportation. They include things like flight problems, problems on board the airplane, boarding processes, ticket prices. I mean, even things as specific as, the onboard service. So consumers do this through the Department of Transportation. They categorize it and report it back.
So these aren't necessarily like complaints. If I have a problem with a particular flight, I complain to the airline. That's not what you're tracking. You're tracking actual complaints to the transportation department?
Exactly. And it's really the most angry consumers that will go to the trouble to complain to the Department of Transportation. So for every complaint they get, there's 100 people that failed to actually submit one.
Yeah, that's next level complaining right there, I think.
Exactly.
I'm wondering what impact the news about the Boeing jet that has had all the trouble, like, do you anticipate that for next year's rankings that will have an impact?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to have an impact in on-time performance and customer complaints primarily. No doubt about it. It's going to be impacting and dominating the news for some time ahead.
All right. That's Brent Bowen, a professor of aeronautical science at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, co-author of the 29th Annual Airline Quality Rating. We'll post a link to that as well at theshow.kjzz.org. Brent, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.